from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Bel Suver.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
To shine. And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from James Robert Herring III, age 52 at the time of this interview.
My birthday is May the 4th, 1961. I grew up in Manchester. It's the lower part of the north side. And when I was growing up, it's like everybody in the community raised kids. So like if you got in trouble, like not just your mom would get you, but the lady next door or the lady around the corner. Didn't like it when I was growing up, but it paid off. I wish it was more like that now. I come from a very large family, so there was a lot of love. And like I said, the community was more like a village. And my mother was the second female bus driver for Port Authority. And my stepfather worked for Allegheny County out at North Park. So I had a pretty good childhood, even though as I got older, I made some very bad decisions. But growing up in the streets, I drifted towards the wrong element, made some bad decisions, got involved with crime, and ended up at the age of 20, spending 10 years in Western Penitentiary. I've been home for 20 years. What I have found out is that when you're young, some choices are long-lasting and life-changing. You could do some things as a young man that will affect you and follow you for the rest of your life. But God is good, and He's redeemed me, and life is good now. I wish that I was able to play a video and the streets would just like show you all the people that they've chewed up and ruined their lives. You know, it would amaze you. The talent that's all around you, but by making bad decisions, just wasted lives. I'm the outreach director in the community, Neighbor Hope, which is up in the Marshall-Shaylin area. I'm also an elder at New Hope Church. What I do is I run the YES program. That's for elementary and middle school kids. It's a mentoring program that we run at the church. Do that on Tuesdays. And I also run a program called STEP, Students Trained to Explore Possibilities. And that's a program for juniors and seniors in high school. And it teaches them all the life skills they'll need to navigate their way through college. Because we found out that a lot of inner city kids that go to college end up dropping out because they don't have those life skills. I have my CDL license, A-class CDL license. I went to school to be a tractor trailer driver. Got my license and then God flipped the script and I ended up doing what I do now. Just trust God. Just trust in His plan for you. And even when things get rough, just talk to God. And He will make a way. He'll open doors that you couldn't even imagine. Even like the job that I have today, me and my wife were on our honeymoon and we were coming back and we were listening to a sermon on the DVD. In the sermon, it was just saying that you're about to get a job that you didn't even put an application in for. We got back Sunday night and Tuesday, the pastor called me to the church and asked me if I wanted this job, so.
Oh, the blood.
I know when I was real young, I wanted to be a singer. But I never really imagined myself doing what I'm doing now. But God is so good that because of some of the mistakes that I made when I was younger or bad decisions, He has used that to allow me to minister to young men like yourselves. Now when I speak to young men, I don't speak from an opinion. I could tell them this is what I went through and this is what you get when you do this. What really makes my day is when I drive through my neighborhood and I hear people like Terrence or Nick or just any of the kids calling Mr. James, or being able to come to work in the morning have them be them miss their school bus and bring them down here to Schiller or take them to John Morrow or Allegheny. Or, that's a blessing for me. I found that there were a lot of inspirations growing up. Just had to look for them. I realize now that a lot of the things that we have and even opportunities that you guys have is because you stand on the shoulders of people that came before you. A lot of times I took things for granted, but now that I've gotten older, I realize that people made a lot of sacrifices for us to have the opportunities that we have now.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Terrence McIntosh and DeAndre Morgan. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.